worship is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. If you're able, don't worry if you can't, but if you're able, please stand for the reading of the word of the Lord, Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 11.
You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses. And we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
This week I've had that verse of Jesus paid it all. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. I think most of us are feeling really inadequate in our prayer. We just feel like, Jesus, 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 have mercy. And I shared with you last week Jeremy Mitchell posting and just encouraging, just speaking the name of Jesus. We've got nothing else to say. Just speak Jesus over Ukraine. Speak the name of Jesus over Russia. His name means he saves. And so, Father, we come and we thank you, Jesus, that you have not called us to figure it out. You've not called us to bear the weight of the world. You tell us to be clear-minded and self-controlled so that we can pray. And Lord, I thank you for the promise in Romans that we don't know how we ought to pray, but your Holy Spirit will intercede through us, sometimes with groans and utterances. So Spirit of God, come and intercede through us today. I pray that you would make me your temple, every person here who is your temple, and Lord, that we are your houses. You dwell in each one of us if we confess in you, confess your name. Lord, I pray you would make this house, First United Methodist Church, to coin this house, a house of prayer for all nations. Father, we pray for the situation in the world. We pray for President of Ukraine, Zelensky. Jesus, we pray you would bless him, that you would give him wisdom. We pray, Father, for President Putin, that you Israel, of France, of Europe, God, that you would give them wisdom. Germany, God, give them wisdom in Jesus' name. God, we ask for mercy. We do speak your name, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. Jesus, have mercy. Lord, we pray for those that were mentioned this morning that need healing in their body. Lord, we pray for Joyce Calvert. God, we speak strength to Joyce in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for the two that I'm aware of that need healing, Lord, that have, doctors have said that they have cancer. Tests have revealed that they have cancer. Lord, Bonnie Williams, we lift her up to you. God, we thank you that she's better. And Lord, we speak strength to Bonnie, healing to her body in Jesus' name. Pam Pereira, God, healing to her body in Jesus' name. Strength and restoration for her in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm reminded of Brenda Bailey, who has moved to Ohio. Lord, we just thank you for Brenda. God, we just speak blessings on Brenda as she begins a new life, Lord, in Ohio, being with her, near her daughter. Father, we bless her in Jesus' name. We just pray encouragement and favor over Brenda in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Shirley Burmeister, who's in the hospital, broken hip. God, we ask mercy on Shirley, strength, healing, encouragement to Shirley. Pray comfort over Don, Lord, bless him, encourage Don, speak joy over Don, in Jesus' name. We pray for the Pick family, the death of David. God, bless him, speak strength. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We continue to pray for the Joe Davis family, for Carolyn Dial and her family, for Gordy and his family, Lord, all of them who are grieving the loss of loved ones. Lord, we ask for mercy, comfort, peace to be upon them in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Angel, who's had a recurrence of leukemia. And God, we just speak strength to her blood, that the white blood cells would go down, and Lord, healing to come to her body, strength to come, that her bone marrow would work the way that it was intended to. And Lord, we just pray equilibrium in her body, that her white blood cells and her red blood cells would be equal and would be the way you created them to be. We just speak equilibrium to her body right now, equilibrium to her cells right now. I say right now, come into alignment in Jesus' name. Strength, God. We pray for Kingsley and Darlene, both, Lord, suffering from COVID. And Lord, I pray, God, healing on Kingsley, blessings on him. We pray mercy on Darlene. Lord, we trust you. We just say we trust you. Lord, I pray that she would not need a lung transplant, that those lungs would be whole and healed. The scarring in them, I said, go now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just speak total restoration to Darlene. What the enemy has intended for evil, Father, I pray you would use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Strengthen her, bless her, help her. Father, raise her up for your glory's sake. We pray for Dennis, Lord, a friend of the Kirks. And Jesus has got issues, unexplained weight loss, and they don't know what's going on with Dennis. And we just pray healing and strength for Dennis. Lord, all of our anxieties, you tell us to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, to present our requests to you. Lord, there
So then remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone.
Amen. He is our peace. You guys, if you want to stand, you're welcome to. If you want to stay seated, that's fine. But he is our peace, going straight into his word.
Thank you.
launching pad. I'm going to do that once again today. I'm not going to preach a long time. I, 2 weeks ago, was reading Psalm 78. And as I was reading that, the Lord just kept highlighting things to me. Revelation 12, 11, Satan has been thrown down. He's an angry dragon. He could not take Jesus out. And so all of his wrath, all of his vengeance is upon us. He wants to take us out. And John writes, and he says, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and not loving our lives unto death. And last week talked about the word of our testimony. And we can only have a testimony if we have an encounter. It's more than just one time coming to the altar, saying the sinner's prayer, doing a one-time thing. It is a day-by-day, moment-by-moment relationship with Jesus. That is our testimony. It starts with an encounter. And the disciples, all of them, they encountered Jesus alive, and he comes down and he wants to encounter each one of us today. And if we have met him, he wants to continue to cultivate that relationship as we abide in him. Paul writes that we're changed from glory to glory. He doesn't just come in and it's one and done. No, he wants to change us and transform us from glory to glory. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think about? From glory to glory. It's just going to get better and better and better and better as we walk with him, because we learn to trust him. We get in his word, let it get in us. And as we walk with him, there's glory. And there are two sides to testimony. Two sides. And what's the second side to it? Testimony and remembrance. You have to remember. In Psalm 78, we're going to look at an illustration of what happens if you don't do that. Today, we're going to look at the underside of testimony and what it looks like if you don't walk it out. And then next week, I'm going to talk about what it looks like if you do walk it out. But Psalm 78, I encourage you to read this psalm. It gives the whole history of Israel in that psalm. And it talks about Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, and what God did in delivering the Hebrew children out of Egypt. He delivered them, parted the Red Sea. He fed them. He gave them manna. He gave them quail. And yet the people, what did they keep doing? They had a testimony. God did something for them, but they didn't remember it. And all of us are in danger of becoming like this. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell them to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. Verse 5. He established a testimony in Jacob. There's our word, a testimony. The Greek translation of the Old Testament uses our word that I talked about last night, the martyria, the testimony. He established it. He did it. He delivered them. They were in bondage, and God delivered them. He established the testimony. Verse 7, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. God did it. And yet, what did they do? Verse 10. They did not keep God's covenant, but refused to walk according to his law. They forgot his works and the wonders that he had shown them. They forgot. And their hearts, we're going to look at this in a minute, God did it, but then almost immediately, what happens to them? They see this, you know, had God ever, and has he ever done it again, parts the Red Sea? They've got the whole Egyptian army coming after them. God parts the Red Sea. Not only does he part it, but they're able to walk through. It wasn't muddy, but they walked through that, and then as they got through it, came back in and completely demolished the Egyptian army. Amazing testimony. That's what God did. And then it wasn't long that they start grumbling and complaining. Well, did you lead us out here to kill us? We're going to starve to death. And they don't remember that. And how many of us, myself included, been there, done that? God saves us. He sent Jesus. We encounter him. And yet we think, oh boy, I don't know. I've got this situation coming up. God, you're not going to help me this time. Uh-oh, I got diagnosed with cancer. Uh-oh, I've got debt. Uh-oh. And, we get afraid. And like, nope, Lord. And sometimes we might even complain against him. We might get angry at him. We have to be really, really careful. There is a time to lament. We need to learn to lament. Lord, how long? You're going to forget me forever. We need to learn to do that. We don't do that well in the church in the United States. We put on a happy face and think we always up. And no, we need to learn to lament. But we also, in that, we have to have a heart that is steadfast. That when it gets hard and trials and tribulations come, we don't forget our testimony. We have to remember it and not be like the Hebrews. They forgot his works and the wonders that he had shown them. The psalmist recounts what happened to them. Verse 13, he divided the sea and let them pass through it, made the waters stand like a heap. In the daytime he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a fiery light. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as from the deep. He made streams come out of the rock and caused water to flow down like rivers. Yet they sinned still more against him, rebelling against him. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the wilderness?" We need to be really careful right now with what's happening in the world, that we don't start grumbling and complaining and griping. We need to be really careful. The climate in which we're living in right now, with our news media, it's been going on for 2 years. It's like there's so much division going on. And I really appreciated the prelude that Rich played this morning. They will know that we are Christians by our love. And don't let what's happening in the world, don't let hatred, bitterness, the division that's happening, and it's just splintering our country. And we need to be really careful right now. And, God, you're not going to pull us through now. We have to not only have a testimony, but we need to remember our testimony and say, God, you've been faithful in the past. I'm going to talk about this next week. You've been faithful in the past. You're going to be faithful now. These people, their hearts are hard. Their hearts are rebellious. Verse 22. God is angry, verse 22, because they did not believe in God and did not trust his saving power. Verse 32. God's provided for them manna, quail, water in the desert. In spite of all this, they still sinned. Despite his wonders, they did not believe. Verse 37. Their heart was not steadfast toward him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Verse 42. They did not remember his power or the day when he redeemed them from the foe. We're here this morning to remember that Jesus has delivered us from the foe. And if we're struggling and our hearts are weak and we have doubt in our heart, I'm here to tell you that's why we've gathered together. Jesus wants to encourage our hearts. These people who were just like you and me before we knew Jesus, they were rebellious, they were arrogant, they were stubborn, and they did not believe. But for those of us who do believe, Jesus wants to come in and give us a new heart. Ezekiel Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel's prophesying about what happens now through Jesus. This can be our experience. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rule. Jesus wants to come here this morning. He wants to give you peace for those of you that need it. And for those of us that know him, he wants us to remember. Really, just something up here. It's an encounter that we can have day by day by day, because he died and he rose again and he's left his spirit, who is the comforter. And we need him right now, don't we? We need him. We need him. And he always comes to those who are hurting. We're going to take the Lord's Supper, and in that, you all, there is an encounter. As we take the elements and we take, I know you, y'all, and I'm going to better in the days ahead, reminding you. I know this doesn't taste good, but you can bring your own. But we're gonna take this morning. Jesus, to his disciples, said, "I've longed to take this Passover with you. I want you to do this in remembrance of me. I want you to remember." And Jesus, I feel like the Spirit of God today wants us to remember. He wants us to remember that we are forgiven, that we are loved, that he's a Prince of Peace, that he rules and he reigns, and he is abiding with us. Jesus said, if you abide in me, you abide in me, dwell there, live there, and my words abide in you, I will ask whatever you wish. So Lord, I pray that as we remember. Lord, Psalm 78 is a really good reminder of those that didn't remember. They had a testimony, but they went on in their own arrogance, and there was doubt and unbelief, and they couldn't enter into the promised land because of their own heart. And Lord, we don't want to be like them. I thank you for the promise in Ezekiel 36 that you'll give us a new heart. So Spirit of God, come where we need comfort, where we need encouragement, where we just need to be reminded that we are loved, that we are forgiven, that you're faithful. He that has begun a good work in us is going to see it through to its completion. You're the faithful one. Spirit of God, come. Pray we would encounter you even in these elements. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth, you formed us into your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When you gave him to save us from our sin, your Spirit led him into the wilderness, where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights to prepare for his ministry. When he suffered and died on a cross for our sin, you raised him to life, presented him alive to the apostles during 40 days, and exalted him at your right hand. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts, in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have a testimony? Do you have one? We're going to remember it right now. We're going to remember it. Jesus is faithful, and he is true, and he loves you, and he wants to just be present to you. So, Lord, we just remember right now, and we take this wafer, Lord, in remembrance of your body. We thank you that you're the bread of life. And Lord, as we take this in, Psalm 34 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Lord, in the natural, this isn't a good wafer, these prefab things. But, Lord, we thank you that you're good. And so, Lord, we just take you in. And I pray, Lord, that we just encounter your life refresh and renew as we receive that by faith. We thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for the blood. Lord, where we need healing in our bodies, Lord, we just thank you for the blood of the new covenant. We can never be good enough. But Jesus, we thank you that you just divided the dividing wall of hostility between Jew and Gentile, and you made us one people. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Jesus, that you are our peace. We thank you for grace. God, we thank you for mercy. We thank you that you're changing us from glory to glory. Lord, may we have a testimony, and may we remember the two sides of that. May we always remember you, your body broken and your blood poured out. We love you, and we bless you. We receive, Lord, your blood. We receive your healing. We receive your forgiveness by faith in Jesus' name. Paul exhorted Timothy, and he said, "Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." And we're going to sing Amazing Grace this morning. We're going to sing the way that that he intended. His name is escaping me right now. Who wrote Amazing Grace? Let me shout that out for me. I can't remember his name. But he wrote this. It's the verse that we're singing, the last verse. "The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures." That's our testimony. And so we're going to sing that. That's the way John Newton, that's the way he wrote this song. So let's stand and sing about God's amazing grace, and let's let this be our testimony. walk that out, we need to remember. And we need to remember who you are, remember what you've done. We thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross for our sins. Lord, that if we believe in you, we have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for hope, that we've been begotten again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The world needs to see anything right now. Lord, your word says faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Lord, the world needs to see a people that are filled with faith. They need to see a people that are filled with hope. And they need to see a people that are filled with love. Lord, I pray that as we receive you, and that is our testimony, that that would be worked out in our lives as we go to the gas station, as we go to the grocery store, as we encounter people, Lord, this week, that your love, your hope, your peace would flow through us, that our testimony